Now, today is the 6th of September, and joining us now in the studio to share something about this day in history is Breakfast producer Luke Marchiaro. How are you going, Luke?
Good, thanks, guys. Good morning. How are you?
Very well, thank you.
Absolutely great.
So what have you learned about this day in history?
Well, today in 1972, it marks one of the saddest days in Olympic history.
Care to elaborate?
The 1972 Olympics were held in Munich, Germany, and was overshadowed after 9 Israeli athletes were kidnapped by Palestinian terrorists.
Of course.
The ensuing rescue operation was botched when the terrorists blew up a helicopter, killing all 9 athletes, as well as 2 local police officers. The saga continued to drag on throughout the remainder of the games, with a plane hijacking organised to free the captured terrorists, leading to another international incident which overshadowed the normally peaceful Olympics.
Wow, what a collision between sport and politics.
Definitely.
What else happened on this day, Luke?
On this day in 1997, the funeral for Princess Diana was held at Westminster Abbey. The funeral was one of the most watched television events of all time, with nearly 3 billion people watching all around the globe.
Now, her funeral wasn't a royal event, was it, technically?
No. Whilst the royals helped with certain aspects of the ceremony, the funeral was not classified as a state funeral in England. Many members of the royal family attended, along with the who's who of politics and Hollywood, rendering the ceremony more like an awards ceremony. Guests included Nelson Mandela, Mariah Carey, Hillary Clinton and Steven Spielberg.
Sounds like a celebrity-studded event.
Yeah,
sounds a somber occasion.
More like the Oscars than anything else, I think. So
it does a bit.
Bit up and down.
I'm still trying to get over 3 billion people. Are they sure? That's a lot of people, isn't it?
Well, they reckon it was on every network on 14... in all these different countries, and it was like ridiculous, apparently. So
it was a sensation. Now, any final facts for us today?
Well, today is the best day of the year. Although the calendar date changes every year, it's the first day of the AFL finals. Whilst no South Australian team is in the finals this year, the country will be tuned in to a packed MCG tonight for the Hawthorn-Richmond clash, getting the final series underway for 2018. I thought I'd take the opportunity to play one of the more iconic songs in Australian music, something definitely related to football. Everybody hunts the premiership, the Holy Grail, so I thought we'd play the Hunters and Collectors classic Holy Grail to celebrate.
It is a classic of the time, and good luck, South Australian teams, for next year. See if you can put in a showing for us.